G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. It is Monday the 19th of April. This is our podcast. Coming up, we've got two other news.
Oh, other news. I'll tell you what, how about 250,000 smackaroos just for being a little bit late?
How about something I hate more than snakes? As well as that, former councillor Greg Best joins us for our podcast today.
Would he or would he not run for council again?
Last Friday, we spoke with Central Coast Administrator, Mr. Dick Pearson, and he put down his file and report. The most significant recommendation he can make, he said, to make to the minister is to take whatever action is necessary to prevent the return of the current suspended councillors and to delay the September 2021 election to allow a formal inquiry to determine what is needed to achieve the successful merger of the two previous councils. What impact will that have on us, if any? We've got a former councillor, Greg Best, who joins us quite often. Bestie, good morning, mate.
Hello, Greg.
G'day, Paddy. G'day, Rob. Hi, listeners. How you guys going?
Not too bad, buddy. What will this mean, if anything, for us, the constituents of the Central Coast? Gregory?
Oh, look, Paddy, Rob, listeners, this is seismic recommendations to the Minister, Shelley Hancock. I've said all along, and you guys have given me the opportunity to call this for what it is for God, what? How long, Paddy? Couple of years we've been saying Rome's burning.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for God's sake, how long got to bash it against the wall before these people would wake up? But they didn't. And now, I don't agree with everything Dick Persons has put on the table, but I got to say, I think he's got it right this time, gentlemen. We cannot afford to have these people, you know, akin to Dracula back in our blood bank. We can't have it, guys. Shelley Hancock just can't let these people back on the job.
So you were one of them. Bestie was one of them.
Do you know, you're one of the councillors at the moment, but do you know if any of the currently suspended councillors would be considering rerunning?
Oh, look, delusion runs thick and fast in this lot, and some of them are definitely angling for another shot at the job. I mean, I reckon there should be a law out there in the state. If you crash a council like this, you just forfeit your right to ever run for public office again.
Bestie,
won't be running, will you, Bestie?
Hey, look, guys, I'm leaving my options open. It's a matter for the community out there. I blew the whistle on this. I'm not backing away from responsibility at all. You know, I'm part of this thing. I'm in this damn mess. But you guys know, hand on heart, I have raised and called this for years, and they just refused utterly to listen to anything. And they've lost $232 million of people's money, a debt of $565 million, which, by the way, this was all avoidable. You only got to go back on the tapes. It was avoidable, and we need an investigation. Because I blew the whistle on the finances, and I've got a little bit more whistleblowing to do. And I think people are going to be interested as to what I'm going to be offering up.
It sounds like you're almost fearful that if you get a group of people back together and there's a majority who aren't towing the line, so to speak, that the same thing could happen again. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, mate, look, I've sat in about 6-7 councils in my 25 years, privileged serving my community, and this is, gentlemen, the perfect political toxic storm that the universe could have sent us. Look, I'm sure these people, their mums would love them, but as far as running a business the size of this, they had no idea.
Right, and to delay, though, the September 2021 election. This is the final question to you, Bestie. To delay the September 2021 election to allow a formal inquiry to determine what is needed to achieve the successful merger, is that going to have any impact on us as ratepayers or renters on the Central Coast to delay that election?
Oh, Paddy, as I say, this is seismic. This is going to shudder through our lives for at least the next 7 to 10 years. There's a decade in this. And look, I met with the new CEO, David Farmer. I've met with Rick Hart and also Dick Persons, and I've got to say this recommendation, they've got spot on. You've got to give the news general manager clean air, no toxic politics, and I know we'll have the argument about, you know, preserving democracy. I'm all for it, like everyone else, but we can't bring back the political S-storm that will hamper the recovery of our council. I think to hold the election over for a year or two, I think Dick Persons has hit the nail on the head.
All right, mate.
All right, if anyone wants to run for councillor, now's the time to attack it, because there's 12 councillors that probably won't get too many votes, if you ask me.
Go for Robbie and Paddy. Robbie and Pat for councillor.
As long as Paddy's not chairing the thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely not. Greg Best, former councillor. Great to get your thoughts on that. Thanks for joining, mate.
Thanks,
see you, buddy.
Guys.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Now, Tell me all about it.
Okay.
You've said you've done something embarrassing.
Well, I don't think it was embarrassing.
Were you embarrassed?
No, not at all. No. My wife was appalled when she found out that I did it. Because she had to work Saturday night, and there was a poker game.
Add this to the list, eh?
There was a poker game on, Robert.
Yep.
With a few people, and Texas Hold'em Poker. I've never played before in my life. I was ripped off. It was a scam, actually. It was an absolute scam. I was robbed. The people who organised the thing.
You're that guy that they asked to play because they need the numbers to make the pot.
That's what it was.
Large enough to be worthwhile.
That's right. And I had no idea how to play this silly game.
There's always one or two guys.
And that was me. That was me. And I asked for instructions, and they were so quick, I was totally bamboozled. But it was bloody cold on Saturday night, and I just couldn't be bothered wearing jeans. So what I did, I was wearing my flannelette pajamas, which I found the other day back in the cupboard.
At home.
I wore them with some Ugg boots and just a hoodie.
You wore your pajamas to a
poker night.
Out.
Yeah, to a poker night at my mate's place. Anyway, when I told
how many people were there?
10. G'day, Aaron. Aaron works.
We're turned up in your pajamas.
Yeah.
That's Aaron, like care factor of zero.
Absolutely none. Aaron works at St. Philip's. You might be on your way to work. G'day, Az. He was a former nurse. Now at St. Philip's. I said, I'd say g'day. G'day, mate. 8:15 it is. Anyway, so I wore my pajamas to the poker night. And when I told Kirsten on Sunday morning, she was absolutely appalled and disgusted. She said, you're a joke.
You're lucky someone didn't start to, you know, get you and hold you by the hand and start walking you back home or something.
No.
Like a vagrant.
But you know what? Because it was cold, I just couldn't be bothered getting in my jeans. And sometimes jeans are uncomfortable, the pants are uncomfortable. So pajamas, flannelette pajamas.
No, you don't wear your pajamas.
Yes, you
out.
Do. Yes, you do. So we'd love to know on the forum this morning. And you know what? Actually, the owners of this establishment that ripped me off, they had a dog there, a cavoodle, and it kept licking my pajamas. And I'm sure it was some stuff I spilt on it previously last winter, because I don't think I was.
So they weren't even pajamas from the clean pile.
Oh, no, no.
You'd worn them
all
week.
Last year.
Oh, mate.
I hadn't washed them.
Hey, but, you know what? Speaking of wearing your pajamas somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, my brother's, technically it's not pajamas, but I think it qualifies. We were at my grandfather's funeral. We were burying his ashes, or half of them, because half went elsewhere.
Yeah.
And mum's, you know, your brother's not here. Brother's not here. Taxi rolls up. Out comes brother Mikey in a hospital gown, one hand bandaged up beyond belief. He'd split his hand open. He spent the night in hospital getting surgery and stitches. He said, I'm not missing the funeral. So he's come bundling out of a taxi in a hospital gown, bare butt. To the funeral. Hang on, that's a bit much.
See, tick, you're allowed.
You're allowed.
In public, is it acceptable?
Once we got over the shock, it was okay. We were glad he was there.
I'm glad you didn't have to stand behind him. Right. To the end of the queue, Michael, to the end of the queue. In public, is it acceptable to wear pyjamas? I see it all the time at the shop, especially
no
on cold.
No one wears pyjamas outside.
Especially on cold winter nights. Kaylee from Canwell. Hello, Kaylee.
Kaylee?
Good morning, fellas. Paddy, I love your form.
See?
Oh, right.
Nothing wrong.
You and your mates just get together in your jammies, go for a little get down the park.
No, not me myself, but my husband has picked me up from a club, you know, when obviously I'm not driving, so he's come and picked me up from a club in his full pajamas, Manly Seagulls to boot, so, you know, head down in shame right there. And
right, we're ready to go. Did you admit you were his?
I had to. She's like waiting at the entrance of the club for me in full flannelette, like full, top and all.
See, there's nothing wrong with it. I go, honestly, when I go to the shops in winter night, you know, when it's cold, you see so many people going, I just couldn't be bothered. They've got their dressing gown on and they've got their Ugg boots on. You just go, I'm not changing just to go and get some milk or some lollies at the shop after 7 o'clock at night. No way.
You definitely see it a lot, and you do see it down at the supermarkets as well.
Yeah.
And I've even seen a couple of people who've upped it a notch and gone dressing gown as well.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like at Wyoming, that's formal.
Of course, there's always more sport on a Sunday night these days because of Dancing with the Stars. Was on again.
You can't
watching.
Let it go. Seriously, you can't
no,
let it go.
No, I quite enjoy watching it.
You can't let
I've
it go.
I've got mates that are in it now, so I just support them.
Yeah, you're watching it to see if they show any highlights from you back in 2010 when they won. Have you highlighted yet?
No.
Okay.
No, maybe.
Okay. All right. Okay. When you watch it, do you?
No.
Should have been
No,
me.
I don't. Luke Jacobs was very good last night.
Was he?
He did a rumba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got a weird, he's got a bit. I don't know about this. He's got tattooed on his chest like wounds that might have been put there by a wolverine.
Has he? As a tattoo?
Yeah, and he's got a wolverine sort of beard as well.
But it wasn't just for the show, was it?
Looked pretty real to me.
Okay.
Don't know, maybe not.
Jamie
Dury was out there strutting his stuff.
I can't bring myself to watch it. I really
can't.
Why not?
What is wrong with you? No. That's sport. Dancing is sport. It's quite amazing what they can do in just such a short time.
Yeah.
It's very professional.
Yeah, I know.
Jamie Dury did a good job.
Did he?
And I was watching him. I thought, come on, mate.
Yeah.
You're a bit older now. Yeah. He was talking about his dancing days back when he was a...
He's a male stripper.
Studs Afloat or Chippendales or whatever it was.
Manpower.
One of the originating members. Originating.
that's an actual word amongst the Manpower crew.
One of the original members.
We were the original crew.
He was dressed in PVC. Like he had plastic pants, plastic shirt. He was really shiny.
I seriously don't know why I don't watch this show. I really should. No. It's bloody brilliant.
But and Gwen came. I was watching the show.
Yeah.
And I thought, come on, Jamie, please. Yeah. You're too old for that. And Gwen came out and said, gee, Jamie looks good. I went, oh, do you think so? Gwen's my wife. Jamie looks great. I said, oh, yeah, okay, best settle down.
So
she's watching thinking, no, good on him. You know, look how well he's kept his body.
Mm.
And referring to and saying him. It with a slightly raised voice because I was sitting there watching it.
Mm.
How well has Jamie Dury kept his body? And then she grabbed me by one of the muffins hanging out the side of my frame.
Of your pants.
Of my large frame and just said, hey. And then gave it a squeeze and said, can I ask you a favour? Come this way. Just to get me to do something, to lift something.
Wow.
And so I'm not going to watch anymore with my wife.
No, watch it in the bedroom upstairs, mate.
Yeah, you got to watch it alone.
Yeah, it's too humiliating.
With tissues.
When you get compared to someone else on the show. No, don't watch it.
Yeah, and I felt like saying, look, come on, he's been working out for this for a while.
Yeah.
Give me a couple of months and I'll be back.
All right, mate. Okay, let it go. You know, remember Frozen? Just let it go. Let it go.
I know.
Let it go. To other news.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us, champion?
Well, I like the way they call this guy a tradie because I don't know many tradies that go out and purchase $4.8 million homes in Vaucluse, but he's a tradie. He is a glazier who specialises in pool fencing, and he bought this house worth $4.8 million.
Yeah.
He handed over $150,000 for the deposit and then went away. But in the contract's fine print, it said that the $91,500, that's the leftover of the deposit, must be paid on the fourth month after the contract date, right? So he had 4 months to pay it, took his family away for a holiday in Greece. While he was overseas, the agent sent reminder emails, pay the outstanding amount, mate. You know, you got to pay this.
Yeah, otherwise.
He goes, sure. Then it gets to, 3 days before he is due to pay the remaining 90 grand. And they're saying, mate, you better pay this straight away. He goes, oh, look, I'm not going to get back till the 6th. So I'm away with my family in Greece having a holiday and I'm not going to be back in time. And then so he gets back, and as he comes back on the 6th, he immediately transfers the $90,000 because he sent the email saying I'm going to miss it by 2 days. So I'm going to transfer the $91,000 when I get back. He does that, and the vendors then, the people selling the house, decided we're going to keep the $241,000, $500 deposit that you paid on the house, and I'm cancelling the contract on the grounds that you failed to pay the deposit in time. So he paid it 2 days late, and they have legally, a judge has ruled in their favour and has said, no, you don't get your money back because the contract said pay it by that date. You paid it 2 days late. There goes your $241,000.
Holy hell. I wish contracts NRL coaches would wish that contract was as watertight as that one.
Tell you what.
So they've just made.
They've just said, okay, sell the house again to someone else going on holidays.
How good is that? Not for the people buying.
Poor Blake.
Well, one thing I hate more than snakes is rats, and two adult rats, Robert, one which was pregnant, have been found because they. Go like rats and...
Because they like rabbits.
Yeah, like rabbits, these rats. And two adult rats, one which was pregnant, have been found on Lord Howe Island just weeks after the Environment Minister, Matt Keane...
How'd they get there?
Probably, I don't know.
They can swim, rats.
On
they
a rat
swim.
Boat? I don't know. After Environment Minister Matt Keane declared a $16 million poisoning program to eradicate them was a huge success. The minister in January announced not a single rat had been found on the island in the 15 months since the program was carried out, despite locals and tourists reporting sightings. DNA testing will now be carried out on the rats to establish if they came to the island recently or were from existing population. And on Friday, a letter was sent to the 350 residents
hiding in the secret rat cave
of the World Heritage Island, confirming two rodents were shot and collected after a woman saw rats on a road near Ned's Beach Cemetery last Sunday. But fancy saying that. There's not a single rat has been found on the island.
Not one.
Not one.
There they are, smiling. Dirty rat.
I hate rats. Oh, what's the best way to get... But what about that mice plague that's still going on? We're seeing it in the news.
There's millions of things. It's rife.
What do you do? You just hope for what? For floods, probably, just so they drown, all drown them. There's nothing you could do. If you lived through that, there's nothing you could do, would there be?
I've seen Indiana Jones. It looks like rats can swim in that movie.
Yeah, they can do, probably. I don't know. But that's your rat attack today.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?